Hey, we not putting that on. We not putting that on JD. We not putting that on Jaden Daniels. Nah, man. Hey, what the hell, Washington? I had, look, y'all know my picks. I had Washington, Ravens, right? Ravens, tight end decided, nah, we're good, you know? And then Buffalo tight end decided, nah, not that much effort, not hungry enough. My God. Yeah, they want Andy Reid back seeing Philly. The squad that he couldn't get over the hump. That's a phenomenal storyline. Then you got the whole potential three-peat. You know what I mean? Now we, you know, nobody wanted to see this. Nobody wanted to see Kansas City. Shout out to Stone. Nobody wanted to see Kansas City again. Nobody wanted Philly either when it came down to Washington. It could have been any other team, right? But it was Washington. We was all going for the young gunner. We was. That's all. King Jerm, don't take it personal, bro. Now we back on your side because we have to be. You know what I mean? And then this would be what y'all second one in the trophy case. That's pretty impressive. Not too long ago that y'all did that. So shout out to y'all, man. I mean, shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to Kansas City. They back. They are back. And the storylines is coming. You know, I think, but this is crazy because the halftime show might be more anticipated than any, no lie. No lie. 12 Cal. I hate to sound a little bit too West Coast biased, but this feels like, nigga, let's hurry up and get to the halftime show. We watching. And yes, King Jerm, we going for weak-ass Philly. Old punk-ass Philly. Ain't even supposed to be there, Philly. Right? We gonna do that. They did drop 55. They did drop double nickel. You know, after them Washington dropped that 4-5 on Detroit, them niggas said, no worry. We got something for you. JD got to learn how to slide, too. JD got to learn how to slide a defense. Gave up 55. That defense gave up 55 points, dog. That's nasty. That's nasty, man. That's nasty work. I don't like that. Nobody likes that, man. It's ugly. Well, in other good news, since, I mean, we're coming to the end with football season. Yeah, that's just where we're at. It's just, you know, where we at in life when, you know, the Super Bowl is on the way, halftime performance is anticipated. This is where we at. We got a new coach in Oakland. And by Oakland, I mean Las Vegas. And by Las Vegas, I mean Los Angeles. Pete Carroll, the hometown hero, is in silver and black. This is good. I like it. Shout out to 12 Cal. Yes, I understand that. We didn't give Antonio Pierce time, right? But I'm here to say this. I get it. That milk has spilled and been cleaned up, though. Brady is in the building, and Brady owes us something. Something very, very, very valuable. And I think he's here to make that up. I think he knows the job he has is much greater than fucking Rob Pelinka's. I said it, and we making moves over there too. Shout out. Okay. Let's move some more chairs. All-Star Weekend coming up too. So, And my Lakers is in like fifth place right now, just by, you know, just let you know. UCLA women's, it was a battle today against Maryland. I didn't even get to finish it, but I don't think we got upset. We number one. Oh, it's a lot that I haven't really spoke on. But no, Pete Carroll, you know, what can we say? You know, college, dominant, pros, Super Bowl. We got a hell of a, you know, we got Sean Payton, we got Harbaugh, we got Andy Reid, and now we got Pete Carroll, all in the same goddamn division. Masterpiece right there when you think about it. Now we got to see what quarterback we're going to get. That's the most important thing. You got the coach for 3 years. The contract is for 3 years. He got 3 years to turn this bitch around. Then we'll do an extension, maybe. You know, he up there. He in the 70s or something like that. He's still slinging that rock. Pause. But Pete Carroll, welcome. Welcome back. I get kind-ish. You know, I mean, it is Vegas, dog. I keep Vegas right up the street, man. Good pickup, Raiders. I like that. Good pickup. Great pickup. Great pickup. Let's see what we're going to do with this draft. And one of the biggest headlines that I'm going to be waiting on is that quarterback. That quarterback position. That's the key point. That's the key right there. So we'll just say, well, stay tuned. Stay tuned. But I got to say, Stone meets King Germ. King Germ meets L. Stone El Terrible from Forget That Yo. And then in Stone, this is King Germ from Pot and Save Our Marriage. I want y'all to meet each other. One of y'all niggas is a Philly fan and one of y'all niggas is a KC fan. Meet each other. Hate each other. Be each other's friend. Listen to each other's podcast. Great, great. Stone, tap into his podcast seriously. Shit is hilarious, okay? Same thing, King Django. Well, you got to check in. These niggas is not being consistent because Ant, who knows what that nigga is on? You know, yeah, we don't know. You know, I can't put it on Stone. Stone is Chris Bosh on the Heat, okay? But, you know, Forget That Yo is just two hoes. So that's where I'm just going to go with it for right now. Look, he a KC fan. He got to get these shots, okay? I hope them niggas lose or end up in a tie. Either or. A Kansas City loss or a tie. I'm fine with that. All right? Open run with BTG. I hate you niggas until next week. Oh, wait. 2 weeks from now. Maybe even three.